Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
More than 200 people are now feared to have been killed in a series of bomb attacks and shooting sprees in northern Nigeria. The attacks were believed to have been the work of the Islamist group Boko Haram. Andrew Harding is a reporter with our partner, the BBC. He visited the northern cities of Jos and Kano and filed this report.
1, 2, 6. About 100 people have gathered here in a church in Jos. They're Christians who fled from another nearby town after being threatened by the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. It's a pattern that's currently being repeated across northern Nigeria. Boko Haram recently told all Christians to leave the region or else.
I'm Reverend John Haruna from Church of Christ in Nigeria, Kokin, here in Plateau State, Jos. You see, these people, they have been destroyed, they have been killed, and nobody seems to care. Based on what we are seeing now, we don't think that the government really have the capacity and the power to stop these people from destroying lives.
And Boko Haram is not just targeting Christians. Almost 200 people were killed at the weekend in the dusty northern city of Kano. The militants targeted police stations. They accused the police of murdering their leader, who died in custody in 2009. A group of young officers tour the blackened ruins.
I feel very sad because my country, they are destroying my country.
And they're well armed.
They are well armed.
This was an extremely well-planned, well-orchestrated assault with devastating results. And the evidence here suggests that Boko Haram is fast evolving from what was a fairly local menace into a full-scale insurgency.
The violence has horrified most Muslims here. Back in Jos, security guards frisk worshippers before they enter the mosque for Friday prayers. Sani Mahdi, a spokesman for the Muslim community, condemns Boko Haram, but says that here in the impoverished north, people feel let down by their leaders.
The lack of amenities, lack of access to facilities or services, school, healthcare. Most of these youths that are unemployed, being thrown into the streets, it's a really sad situation.
And Boko Haram is a symptom of that neglect.
It's a symptom of that neglect.
And so a vast, fractious, increasingly polarized nation braces itself for more violence. Shehu Sani, a human rights activist, acknowledges that elements within Boko Haram are beyond the reach of negotiations. But he's disappointed that the government isn't taking a more sophisticated approach.
It's going to be very difficult for the government to defeat the insurgents through the use of force. So we are most likely to see the continuation of this violence and counter-violence until we explore the third option of the need to dialogue. For now, I don't think the government is interested. They believe that the group could be defeated with the use of force. And with 25% of our national budget allocated to defense and in clear terms fighting the Boko Haram group, you can see there is more interest in the use of force.
Andrew Harding with our partner, the BBC, reporting there from Nigeria.